from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Prabowo makes a state visit to Japan. Indonesian government condemns death of Indonesian peacekeeper in Lebanon, urges transparent investigation. Here is the news in detail. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto departed for Japan in his first official visit as president. According to the Presidential Secretariat, President Prabowo and his delegation arrived at Haneda Airport, Tokyo on Sunday and was welcomed by Japan's State Minister for Foreign Affairs, Iwao Hori, and several Indonesian officials. During the visit, President Prabowo is scheduled to meet Emperor Naruhito and have a talk with Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. The Presidential Secretariat said it is hoped this visit will further open up new opportunities for mutually beneficial collaboration between Indonesia and Japan and strengthen the partnership between the two countries. Still about Indonesia and Japan, strengthen bilateral cooperation in the tourism sector through the signing of a Memorandum of Cooperation. Indonesian Minister of Tourism, Widianti Putri Wardana, and Japanese Minister of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism, Yasushi Kaneko, signed it in the latter's office in Kasumigaseki, Tokyo, on Monday. The signing of this cooperation agreement is part of Indonesia's strategy to strengthen tourism collaboration with countries in East Asia, particularly Japan, and serves as a mitigation measure against global geopolitical dynamics, such as uncertainty in the Middle East that could potentially impact international tourist movements. Indonesian Ministry of Forestry is exploring a sister park partnership between Japanese Fuji Hakone Izu National Park and several Indonesian national parks. Indonesian Minister of Forestry Raja Juli Antoni discussed the initiative during a meeting in Hakone on Sunday. It was meant to strengthen conservation management through the exchange of best practices in ecotourism. Previously on Saturday, the minister also signed a Memorandum of Understanding on a Komodo breeding loan with Shizuoka Prefecture as part of wildlife protection efforts. The strategic program involving Indonesian Kerinci Seblat, Bromo Tengger Semeru, and Rinjani National Parks is an integral part of President Prabowo Subianto's state visit to Japan. Indonesian government condemns the incident that resulted in the death of one Indonesian peacekeeper and injuries to three others while serving in the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon or UNIFIL. In an official statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Monday, the government called for a thorough and transparent investigation into the incident involving indirect artillery fire near the Indonesian contingent's position in Aceh Al-Kusair on Sunday amid escalating hostilities between the Israeli military and armed groups in southern Lebanon. The government also expressed its highest respect for the fallen peacekeeper for his dedication and service to international peace and security. It is currently working with UNIFIL to ensure the prompt repatriation of the deceased as well as the provision of the best possible medical treatment for the injured personnel. Moving on to the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, that has expressed its condolences following the death of a peacekeeper. In a written statement issued in Jakarta on Monday, UNIFIL said the incident occurred at one of its positions near Atjid Al-Qusair, Lebanon, amid escalating security tensions. UNIFIL reported one personnel was killed and another seriously injured, while the origin of the projectile remains under investigation. Meanwhile, the Indonesian National Armed Forces confirmed casualties among Indonesian troops serving in the UNIFIL mission area in Lebanon. It stated that one soldier was killed, one seriously injured, and two others sustained minor injuries and have received medical treatment. We end the news with Jakarta Deputy Governor Rano Karno, who reviewed the Jakarta Pavilion at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Cultural Park, East Jakarta, on Sunday, and expressed the provincial government's readiness to revitalize the site. The project will adopt a long-term visionary concept for the next 20 years, focusing on immersive experiences through digital technology to adapt to changing public preferences. Deputy Governor said the revitalized pavilion is expected to become a cultural showcase of Jakarta, promoting Betawi or Jakarta heritage and the city's diversity. The project will be funded through a combination of non-regional budget sources and the regional budget, with construction targeted to begin in June 2026 and completion set ahead of Jakarta's 500th anniversary on June 22, 2027. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sounds.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok.
each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponents.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Kedung Kayang Waterfall in Central Jawa. Kedung Kayang Waterfall, located on the border between Magelang Regency and Boyolali Regency is flanked by Mount Merapi and Mount Merbabu. It is precisely located in Wonolelo Village, Magelang Regency, Central Java Province, approximately 34 kilometers from the city center of Magelang. The situation makes this waterfall have beautiful views, clear water, and fresh and cool air. Another charm of the waterfall, located at an altitude of 1500 meters above sea level, is the view of the sunrise and sunset. Tourists can witness the beauty of the sunrise between Mount Merapi and Merbabu. In addition, this tourist attraction also has interesting and Instagrammable photo spots. The route to get to the Kedung Kayang Waterfall tourist attraction tends to be winding, so be careful. Even so, the road is wide and safe, so it can be passed by cars. After arriving and parking your vehicle, you still have to walk to the waterfall. There are two intersections here, namely towards the center of the waterfall or the upper spot of the waterfall. Visitors should note that the road to the center of the Kedung Kayang waterfall requires great courage, because it is quite steep and may take about 10 minutes to go through the river and slippery paths. Kedung Kayang waterfall has a clear water pool underneath, so many visitors would spend time swimming in the pool. One of the exciting activities that can be done at Kedung Kayang waterfall is observing the vast natural scenery from the waterfall to the mountains from the spot above the waterfall. But if you want to enjoy the beauty of the waterfall up close, you can choose the spot below. If you are in Indonesia and around Magelang, besides visiting the famous Borobudur Temple, find time to visit the Kedung Kayang Waterfall tourist spot, because it is perfect for those of you who are looking for freshness for relaxation. This was Indonesian Wonder Today. We'll meet again in the next edition with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Baby, you're the one that I see. Tercandu, ku terkultivasi, yeah. pergi mau fantasy. Sana sini kau berjalan-jalan dalam mimpi. Parasmu menyinari gelap hangat di hati. Tak perlu ku lagi cari-cari bintang di TV. Know that you're not superficial, you the official. Certified beauty, yeah. Tak peduli what they say, you know you're the best. Semoga bumi, yeah. Listen to me say, don't you ever change anything about you. Feel like I'm dreaming, you're showing the minute. Got my full attention, you know that I'm in it.
Sayang itu hanyalah sebuah mimpi. Terbangunkan
of Indonesia.
merasakan sesuatu yang telah hilang di dalam hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture and Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Perusahaan Ekspedisi. Di perusahaan ekspedisi, which means at a shipping company. You will listen to a conversation about pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a shipping staff in Palangkaraya. Chris was complaining to a shipping company receptionist that he just met about the late delivery of his motorcycle. Let's listen to their conversation.
Menurut data kami, motor Bapak akan tiba sore nanti.
Seharusnya sudah sampai 2 hari yang lalu. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat?
Kami mohon maaf, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, here is some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Mengapa? Mengapa? Which means why? Pengiriman. Pengiriman, which means shipping. Bisa. Bisa, which means can. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Which means why is the shipping late? Menurut. Menurut, which means according to. Data. Data, which means data. Motor. Motor, which means motorcycle. Akan tiba. Akan tiba, which means will arrive. Sore nanti. Sore nanti, which means this afternoon. Kami. Kami, which means we. Mohon maaf. Mohon maaf, which means sorry. In this conversation, you will hear the expression, mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat?
mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Which means, why is the shipping late? In that, there's the word terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Happening after the arranged time, or simply not being on time. The word terlambat, terlambat, which means late, in the conversation, was used by Chris to tell that his motorcycle shipping was not as he expected, namely, being on time. Here are some other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using the expressions in complaining about the service. Aduh, keretanya datang terlambat. Aduh, keretanya datang terlambat. Artinya, which means, the train comes late. Duh, mengapa keberangkatan pesawatnya tertunda? Duh, mengapa keberangkatan pesawatnya tertunda? Which means, why is the flight delayed? For your information, Indonesians usually complain about service, but first they will say maaf, maaf, which means I'm sorry. It is like permisi, permisi, which means excuse me. It is a courtesy. For instance, when a customer waited for the food for too long in a restaurant, they will say this to the waiter. Sorry, how much longer until my food's ready? Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's have another go with the conversation.
Menurut data kami, motor Bapak akan tiba sore nanti.
Seharusnya sudah sampai 2 hari yang lalu. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat?
Kami mohon maaf, Pak.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa. Tak adil, tapi cinta.
terikat waktu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Perjalanan cintamu, kau bilang aku yang paling tangguh. Tapi mengapa kau tinggalkan aku dengan alasan yang tak jelas? Apa aku pernah mengeluh? Apa aku pernah berlari saat kau ada masalah? Apa aku pernah membuat? Apa aku tak mengimbangimu? Sayang, kau menilaiku salah. Sepanjang perjalanan cintamu, kau puji aku setiap waktu. Tapi kenyataannya berlawanan. Ku tak pernah ada baiknya. Apa aku pernah mengeluh? Apa aku pernah berlari saat kau ada masalah? Apa aku pernah membuat? Apa aku tak mengimbangimu? Sayang, kau menilaiku salah.
Sayang, kau menilaiku salah.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan petuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku juga tahu nyaris nihil peluangku. Untuknya aku beranikan diri. Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesal setia kapanpun dibutuhkan. Tak juga dia menyadari isyaratku selama ini. Tuhan tolonglah, dia bodoh sekali.
Rencana berbahaya ini
kerjasamalah, jangan gemetar nanti menggenggam tangannya.
Bencana
Voice of Indonesia.
Membawaku di sini tersenyum.